Magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Ako po si John Maynes and I serve bilang isa sa mga elders dito sa Crossroad. Merry Christmas po sa inyong lahat. I hope you enjoy this day with your families, with your friends, or maybe sa inyong office, sa inyong workplace, and nasan man kayo ngayon, maligayang Pasko. Ang Christmas ay tinatawag din na season of hope. Alam ko madami sa atin ay hoping na maging okay na ang lahat. Hoping na makabalik na normal ang takbo ng buhay. Hoping for a better day to come. And as we hope, we wait and wait and wait na mangyari ang ating hope. Meron nga ako nabasa na quote ang sabi, man can live about 40 days without food, about 3 days without water, about 8 minutes without air, but only for 1 second without hope. Hindi daw kaya mag-survive ng tao without hope. I think somehow ay may katotohanan ng mga bagay na ito. Sa ating pang-araw-araw na buhay, we lived with a daily hope. We hope na maging maganda ang araw natin. We hope na magkaroon tayo ng bagong trabaho. We hope na magkasweldo tayo on time. Hoping na makasama natin family natin after a long time. Madami tayong wishful hopes. And that drives us araw-araw ng ating buhay. And marami sa hopes na ito ay hindi tayo sigurado kung matutupad. There are people who disappoint us. Maraming bagay ang sumira sa mga pag-asa natin. Hoping na lang na magbago ang gulong ng palad. Pero bakit naging season of hope ang Christmas? Ano bang klaseng hope ang binigay ng Christmas? Kung parang hindi mo makita ang reason to celebrate Christmas dahil sa sitwasyon mo ngayon, or if you don't know the reason why we celebrate Christmas, I hope ang psalm na ito will change you forever. Friends, ang goal ko today is makita mo ang greatest hope that you could ever have. A certain hope na will never disappoint you. I want us to be reminded of who God is at ano ang ginawa niya para sa atin. E nawa makita natin ang ating need of God. May you be encouraged to persevere and wait and put your hope in the Lord. Yan po ang makikita natin sa ating passage na binasa ni Michelle kanina sa Psalm 130 verses 1 to 8. Please open your Bible sa Psalm 130. Bigyan ko po kayo ng contextual background to help us understand ang ating passage. Ang Book of Psalms ay ang hymn book and prayer book ng iba't ibang generations ng mga Jews and Christians for many centuries. Ang Psalms contains the entire range ng human emotion, mula highest points of joy and thanksgiving to the lowest points of depression and loss and lament. Ang Psalm 130 is a psalm of ascent. Ang ibig sabihin po ng ascent means going up. Ito ay collection of psalms from Psalm 120 to Psalm 134. And the Israelites sing these psalms during their pilgrimage going up to Jerusalem during the festival season. Ginagawa nila ito mga 3 times a year. Ito yung Feast of Passover, Feast of Tabernacle, Feast of Pentecost. Ang mga Israelites from different places ay nag-gather and they assemble as one and they go up to Jerusalem to worship God. It will take na mga ilang days before they reach Jerusalem. And as they travel, they sing psalms of ascent. Ang psalm na ito is a lament, part ng penitential psalms. Merong 7 penitential psalms. Ito yung chapter 6, chapter 32, 38, and yung famous na 51 from King David, 102, 130, and 143. So, bawat psalms na ito, the author expresses ang kanyang deep sorrow over sin. Acknowledges or confesses his sins against the Lord and realizes his need for God's mercy and forgiveness. Ang Psalm 130 ay naging favorite psalm ng maraming famous theologian and church fathers sa history. St. Augustine, John Calvin, John Bunyan, yung sumulat ng Pilgrim's Progress, John Wesley, a pastor who realized he was not a Christian until nung narinig niya ang Psalm 130. He was converted sa Psalm 130. Martin Luther called this psalm as Pauline psalm. Dahil parang si Apostle Paul lang nagsulat. Because of the theology behind it. That salvation is by grace alone, through faith alone. Martin Luther used this psalm as a reference nung Reformation. Ang author ng psalm na ito is known, and there's no specific historical background, but we can relate this psalm dahil ito ang istorya ng ating buhay. Makikita natin sa psalm na ito ang greatest problem ng bawat isa sa atin. And this psalm will also point us to our only hope. Ang main point ko tonight is, the guilty sinner's hope of forgiveness and redemption is God alone. Again, the guilty sinner's hope of forgiveness and redemption is God alone. I divided it po ito into two headings. Number one, great depths, verses 1 to 3. Number two, greater hope, verses 4 to 8. Let's go to point number one, great depths, verses 1 to 3. Let's go to verse 1. Out of the depths, I cry to you, O Lord. Let's have ng observation muna sa verse 1. Hindi ito simpleng iyak lang. It's a cry out of depths. Ano ba ang depths na tinutukoy ng psalmist dito? Ito ay figure of speech to express ang kanyang napakatinding distress na nagsasabi na ang kanyang sitwasyon ay helpless, hopeless. Sabi sa isang commentary, it is suggesting his insurmountability, insurmountable difficulty, even to the point of death. Ang imagery na yan ay makikita natin sa Psalm 69 verses 1 and 2. Sabi doon, save me, O God, for the waters have come up to my neck. I sink in deep mire where there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters and the flood sweeps over me. Ito ay parang isang tao na nag-iisa sa gitna ng karagatan na may malalakas na alon na walang anumang tulong na available sa kanya. Alam niyo ba na kapag nalulunod ang tao, hindi ka basta-basta makakasigaw? Dahil you are grasping for your breath, nakakalunok ka ng tubig, it will silence you. Hanggang sa lumubog ka. Yan po ang spiritual na kalagayan ng psalmist na ito. Magkita natin niya literally sa Jonah chapter 2 verses 1 to 3. Ang sabi doon, then Jonah prayed to the Lord, his God, from the belly of the fish, saying, in my distress, I called to the Lord and He answered me. From deep in the realm of the dead, I called for help and You listened to my cry. For You cast me into the deep, into the heart of the seas, and the flood surrounded me. All Your waves and Your billows passed over me. Si Jonah ay nasa loob ng tiyan ng great fish. Wala siyang kayang gawin para makalabas doon. He is into the deep. He is in the depth. There is no way out. Ang depth ay metaphor ng helplessness, inability to escape. Ang sinasabi ng psalmist dito ay ang kanyang kalagayan ay beyond sa kanyang capabilities to save himself. Kaya yan ang emphasis ng psalms, ng psalmist sa verses 1 to 2. Ang kanyang pag-iyak, ang kanyang cry for help. Look at verse 2. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. See the repetition? Ito ang emphasis ng psalmist. I cry to you. Hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive. This is a cry or prayer for help. Ito ay lament, expression of deep sorrow. Tignan yung last part ng verse 2. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleas for mercy. Ito ay recognition na wala siyang kayang gawin but to cry for mercy. He needs someone to act for him to be saved. He is at the mercy of someone else. That's the beauty ng Psalms. You find through emotion and situation na galing sa people of God. People of God struggle, nade-depress, naghihirap, nagkakaproblema. Huwag tayong magkaroon ng false belief na kapag Christian ka na, hindi ka na dumadanas ng mga struggle or challenges sa buhay. That's false. It is everywhere sa Psalm. Majority ng Psalms ay Psalm of Lament or Cry of Despair. Ang Psalms is inviting us and encouraging us to lament and cry to God in times of difficulties sa life natin. Balik tayo sa passage natin. Ano ba ang reason bakit ang taong ito ay nasa kalagayan na yan? Look at verse 3. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? Dito binigay sa atin ang reason ng kalagayan niya sa verses 1 to 2. Ang kasalanan ang nagdala sa kanya sa kalagayan na yan. Ito ang sinasabi ng kabuuan ng Bible. Ang pinakaproblema ng tao ay hindi ang kanyang mga kaaway or ang kanyang circumstances or ang kanyang kapaligiran. Ang big issue dito ay kasalanan, sin. Ito ang nagdala sa kanya sa kalagayan na yan. If you, Lord, kept a record of sins, Lord, who could stand? Ito ay rhetorical question. Alam natin ang sagot dyan ay no one, wala. Nobody can stand before God dahil sa kasalanan. Ang eksena pong ito ay parang hukuman. Ito ay courtroom na may judge at nasa harapan niya, sa harapan niya yung tao na guilty sa mga kasalanan. Ito ang problema ng psalmist. Ito ang problema niya na alam niya na wala siyang kakayanang iligtas ang kanyang sarili. Hindi niya makayanan ang weight ng sin na dinadala niya. Yan pong ginagawa ng sin. Sin will make all of us restless. Will bring shame sa atin, guilt, terror. It separates us from God. Isang sin lang ang naghiwalay kay Adam and Eve from God. How much more tayo? Today alone, kung makikita ng mga kaibigan mo or family mo ang laman ng isip mo, ang laman ng puso mo, ano sa tingin mo sasabihin nila sa'yo? Ano mararamdaman mo? Friends, ang laman ng puso natin, ang laman ng isip natin ay corrupted because of sin. Hindi man natin nakikita, we are in the depths because of sin. If you, Lord, kept a record of sin, who could stand? Yes, God keep record of our sins and there will be judgment. Tingnan niyo Matthew 12 verse 36. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. Siguro tanong mo, ito ba kalagayan ng lahat ng tao? Ganyan ba ang lahat? Tignan po natin, Romans 3. Basahin ko po from verse 9 to 10. All people are under the power of sin. There is no one righteous, not even one. Verse 23. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Yan po ang kalagayan natin. All. We are all sinners. At ito ay isang napakalaking problema. Ito ang kalagayan ng bawat isa sa atin. Ang depths na ito ay dahil sa kasalanan. Bakit ganito na lang ang nararamdaman ng tao na to? Let's have some more observation po. Unang-una, he recognized ang holiness and perfect righteousness ng Panginoon. Pangalawa, he recognized ang darkness and depths ng kanyang kasalanan against sa backdrop ng holiness ng Panginoon. Now, pangatlo, he recognized na ang lahat ng kanyang kasalanan ay ultimately against the Holy God, which is similar sa sinabi ni King David sa Psalm 51 verses 3 and 4. Ang sabi niya ron, "For I know my transgressions and my sin is ever before me. Against you, O Lord, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight." Pangapat po, he recognized ang Panginoon will judge justly. He recognized na he has nothing to offer, no way out to escape ang guilt and judgment. Ito ang problema natin. We don't see ourselves as sinners. We try to justify ang sarili natin. We try to create a false God na hindi na o-offend sa kasalanan natin. We deceive ang sarili natin by believing that our sin is maliit na bagay lamang sa harapan ng Panginoon. We justify our sin by looking at other people. Sasabihin natin, eh, hindi naman ako kasing sama ng tao na yan. Friends, huwag kang tumingin sa iba. Compare yourself sa standard ng Panginoon. Compare yourself sa sinabi ng Panginoon sa Bible. Ito ang ating comparison. Huwag nating i-compare sa iba. When you stand before God sa heavenly courtroom, you will be like Isaiah. Nung nakita niya ang infinite holiness ng Panginoon, he cries out, "Woe is me, for I am undone. I am a sinful man." Friends, God will not judge you according sa sins ng ibang tao, but against sa infinite perfection ng Diyos. Do you recognize your sins? Do you recognize na you have offended your Creator, your God? Does your sin cause you to despair, lament, or feel sorrow? How you deal sa iyong guilt at kasalanan? Friends, makinig ka. Our God is all-seeing, all-knowing, all-present. Alam niya ang laman ng puso natin. He can see what you do in secret. Alam niya ang laman ng puso natin, naririnig niya ang mga words natin. He knows exactly every thought that we have. How do you deal with your guilt? By denying ang existence ng sin? By creating a false God na okay lang ang kasalanan? Binabalansin natin ang kasalanan by good works? Ang lahat ng yan will not work. Friends, you need to see na you are in the depths, helpless. Whether you believe it or deny it, one day, we will all stand before our Creator. Hebrews 9:27, people are destined to die once and after that, face judgment. Ang isang just and righteous judge must deliver justice. Siguro nasa isip mo ngayon, bro, napaka-dark naman ng message mo. Paskong Pasko, dapat feel good. Dapat joyful. Yes. Yan po ang goal ko. I want us to see how dark, how deep, how hopeless we are dahil sa kasalanan. Gusto ko ma-recognize natin ang greatest problem, ang greatest need. Just like tong psalmist na to. In this psalm, ang psalmist realized ang greatest problem nila that hinders their true worship and service to their God ay hindi ang kanilang enemies na binanggit nila sa Psalm 123 and 129. It's not their enemies, it's not their circumstances, but their own sin. Yan ang problema nila. Yan din ang problema natin ngayon. If the Lord keeps ng record ng ating sin, who could stand? No one. Eh, ano hope natin? That will lead sa ating second point, greater hope, verses 4 to 8. Tignan natin sino ang hope ng psalmist. Balikan natin ang verses 1 and 2. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. O Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my plea for mercy. Sino at ano ang hope ng psalmist? Makita nyo sa verse 1, the psalmist cry to the Lord. Mapapansin nyo, capital letter lahat, capital L-O-R-D. Ang ibig sabihin po nun ay Yahweh, covenant-keeping God, personal God. The psalmist cry to his covenant-keeping God. Meron siyang previous experience sa kanyang Diyos. And kilala ng psalmist ang Diyos niya that Yahweh will hear his voice. Now look at verse 2. O Lord, hear my voice. Ang Lord dito ay capital L lang and the rest ay small letter. Ang ibig sabihin nito ay Adonai or Sovereign Lord, Sovereign over all things. The psalmist directs ang kanyang cry, kanino? To the one who can truly help, rescue, save him. Ang Diyos na faithful to His people and sovereign sa lahat ng bagay, siya lang ang only hope ng psalmist. Ikaw, kanino or saan nakadirect ang hope po? Do you have a personal relationship and knowledge about God? Anong ginagawa ng psalmist? He begged for mercy. Ito ang tamang posture ng heart. Recognizing na as a sinner, we don't deserve anything from God but judgment. Tayo madalas kapag nasa madilim na sitwasyon ng buhay, we cry ng unfair. We question God. Sinasabi natin sarili natin, I don't deserve this. I think if we understand na we are at the mercy of God, even sa bawat araw na gumising ka sa umaga, namulat ang mata mo, at wala kang karamdaman, buhay ka pa, it's a mercy from God. We are breathing because God allows us to breathe. It's a mercy from God. To see your family every day is God's mercy. Live your daily life remembering that everything you have and wherever you are right now is better than what you deserve. Ano man yan, it is a mercy from God. We will grow sa humility and gratitude sa Panginoon kapag ganito ang posture ng heart natin. Because that is the truth. Every day is a mercy from God sa bawat isa sa atin. Yan ang hope natin. Mercy from the Sovereign Lord. Ang mercy po is, mercy is not getting what we deserve. Ang psalmist will give us more reason to put our hope in the Lord. Look at verse 4. Listen carefully. Ito po ang turning point natin. But with you, there is forgiveness that you may be feared. Dapat maging thankful tayo sa Panginoon dahil sa word na but. Sa kabila ng bigat ng kasalanan natin against God, ang but na ito give us hope. Nakikita niyo po ba yung hope? Tayo ay nagkasala laban sa banal na Diyos. No one could stand before God, but with you, O Lord, there is forgiveness. Ang hope ng psalmist is hindi sa kanyang kakayanan o sa kanyang character. Ang kanyang hope is by looking to God. Because in Him, there is forgiveness and mercy. Yan din ang sinabi sa Ephesians 2 verses 1 to 4. And you were dead in the trespasses and sin. By nature, we are children of wrath, like the rest of mankind. But God, being rich in mercy, because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace, you have been saved. What a comfort and relief para sa atin. Sa kabila ng darkness ng ating kasalanan against the infinitely holy God, sa kabila ng ating inability to save ang sarili natin, there is forgiveness. There is mercy. But with you, O Lord, there is forgiveness that you may be feared. Teka. Merong forgiveness tapos fear. Parang may conflict ata dito. Ang fear po dito is not fear ng terror. Ito ay fear na katumbas ng highest respect. Reverence, you are in awe. You recognize the perfection and holiness and goodness of God. Ang taong nakaranas ng divine forgiveness will result in fear and reverence of God. From being terrified sa anong pwedeng gawin ng Diyos sa kanya, the psalmist is now looking to God with fear and reverence. God draws us sa kanya through His love, His goodness, mercy, and forgiveness. Forgiveness restores our relationship with God. A loving relationship with reverence and fear sa ating Diyos. Yan ang relationship na dapat ay meron tayo from God. Hindi takot sa Diyos na naglayo sa atin. Being afraid to God is different from fearing God. Being afraid ay result ng sin. Read Genesis 3, nung nagkasala si Adam and Eve. They hide from God. Hinanap sila ni God. Anong sabi niya? Nagtago sila because they were afraid of God. Bigyan ko kayo example. Read Exodus chapter 20 verses 18 to 20. Ang context nito ay nung binigay ang Ten Commandments. Sabi dun, now when all the people saw the thunder and the flashes of lightning and the sound of the trumpet and the mountain smoking, The people were afraid and trembled. And they stood far up and said to Moses, "You speak to us and we will listen. But do not let God speak to us lest we die." Moses said to the people, "Do not fear. For God has come to test you that the fear of Him may be before you, so that you may not sin." See the difference? Being afraid is different from fearing God. Read Jeremiah 32, verses 39 to 40. Ito po ay ang New Covenant. And God speaking, "I will give them one heart and one way, that they may fear me forever. For their own good and the good of their children after them, I will make with them an everlasting covenant that I will not turn away from doing good to them. And I will put the fear of me in their hearts that they may not turn from me." Tignan yun si Jeremiah 33 verses 8 to 9. I will cleanse them from all the guilt of their sin against me. And I will forgive all the guilt of their sin and rebellion against me. And this city shall be to me a name of joy, a praise and a glory before all nations of the earth, who shall hear of all the good that I do for them. They shall fear and tremble because of all the good and the prosperity I provide for it. Dahil sa blessing ng cleansing from sin, forgiveness, removal ng guilt, and goodness ng Panginoon, His people fear, revere Him. God restore ang nawalang loving relationship ng Diyos at ng tao through forgiveness, through His goodness. At ito ay work of God alone. Wala tayong pwedeng contribution to restore ang relationship natin sa Diyos. It's a sovereign work of God. Dito pa lang, we should bow down on our knees and worship our God. Because of His character, His mercy, His goodness, His grace, forgiveness, so that we may fear Him for our good. Purihin ng Diyos. Amen. Yan ang hope ng psalmist dito. Kaya ganyan na lang ang nararamdaman niya sa kanyang kasalanan, because he fear his God. Because he knows how good and merciful and gracious ang ating Panginoon. Friends, how do you see God? Are you afraid of God? Na ayaw mong mapalapit sa Diyos dahil sa takot mo? Kung ganyan nararamdaman mo sa Diyos, yan ay dahil sa guilt ng kasalanan mo. Resulta ng kasalanan. Sin destroys ang loving relationship ng tao sa kanyang Creator. Ang result ng sin is takot na palayo sa Diyos. And if you stay sa takot na yan, if you stay sa kasalanan and separation sa Diyos, that will be a disaster for you. You need to experience now ang divine forgiveness ng Diyos so that you may fear your Creator, upang ma-restore ang iyong relationship sa ating banal na Diyos. Mga kapatid ko kay Kristo, kung ikaw ngayon ay nasa depths ng kasalanan, anuman ang nagawa mo, gaano man kasama ang kasalanan mo, there is forgiveness. There is forgiveness in God through Christ. Run to your Savior. 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all our unrighteousness." Yan ang hope ng psalmist. And makikita natin ang transformation niya dito. From crying in despair of the depths of verses 1 to 2, and acknowledging na merong forgiveness sa Panginoon sa verse 4, now the psalmist is longing and waiting for the Lord. A person waiting expectantly with a certain hope in the Lord. Look at verse 5 to 6. "I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord, more than watchman for the morning, more than watchman for the morning." See the repetition ng word na wait? Yan ang emphasis sa verses na to. "I wait for the Lord, my soul waits, and in His word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchman for the morning, more than watchman for the morning. Ang psalmist is longing and waiting for the Lord. A forgiven sinner na na-restore ang relationship sa Diyos will long for the Lord. Look at verse 5. I wait for the Lord, my soul waits. Ito ang resulta ng forgiveness. Hindi lang siya longing to escape, takasan ang punishment ng sin, but long for God Himself. Hindi lang ito basta waiting or wishful thinking. Ito ay waiting with a certain hope. Hope based sa Word of God, based sa promises ng Panginoon. And the psalmist waits for the Lord with his soul. His whole being is longing for God. Dahil alam niya na merong certainty, merong certain future hope sa Panginoon. Verse 6. My soul waits for the Lord more than watchmen for the morning, more than watchmen for the morning. Again, ito ay repetition, ito ay emphasis ng psalmist. Hopeful expectation and waiting sa Panginoon. Ang watchman po ay yung nagbabantay sa gabi. Watchman yung merong gate na city and ina-assign dun yung watchman. Babantay niya the whole night. He needs to be awake kung merong mga danger. And para sa watchman, napakahaba ng bawat gabi. Watchman, wait for the morning. Habang tulog ang lahat, ang watchman ay gising. Napakahaba at nakakapagod ang gabi. Pero no matter how dark ang bawat gabi, one thing is sure, morning will come. Watchman waits for the morning. Alam nila kahit anong mangyari at anong haba ng gabi, morning will come. They are longing for morning para ma-relieve na sila sa pwesto, para ma-feel na nila ang safety ng daytime, para makapahinga na sila. They know morning will come. Ganyan ang longing ng psalmist sa Panginoon. Ganyan ang assurance at hope niya sa Panginoon. Friends, ang psalmist is teaching us perseverance to patiently wait for the Lord. Trust His word. Trust His promises. All this darkness will be over. Ang total restoration natin sa ating Panginoon will come. Wait for the Lord. And as the psalmist waits for the Lord, he knows na ang tao sa paligid niya also needs hope from the Lord. He wants others to experience ang forgiveness and mercy ng Panginoon. Look at verse 7. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with Him is plentiful redemption. Ang psalmist dito is calling out ang buong Israel to hope in the Lord. Dahil na-experience niya firsthand ang forgiveness ng Panginoon. He wants others to receive ang same mercy and grace na tinanggap niya from God. Yan ang mark ng isang tunay na Kristiyano. Meron kang concern for others na nangangailangan ng forgiveness ng Panginoon. You proclaim ang good news of salvation ng Panginoon. You call others to hope in the Lord. And this psalm is calling you and me to hope and trust in the Lord. Why? Look at verse 7 again. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with Him is plentiful redemption. Ang word na steadfast love ay isa sa very significant character ng Panginoon. Ang word na to, ang Hebrew word na ito ay around 250 times ginamit sa Old Testament, majority sa Psalm. Ang love na ito ay ginagamit sa covenant relationship between God and His people. Ang ibang translation nito is steadfast love, loyal love, faithful love. Steadfast love of the Lord is loyal love. Kahit paulit-ulit nag-fail ang kanyang people, God is loyal to His love, loyal to His covenant love. Makikita natin sa story ng Old Testament, God's people failed over and over again. His people sinned and rebelled against God ng paulit-ulit. And yet, God's love is faithful. Steadfast love, loyal to His covenant with His people. Yan po yung steadfast love. Mga kapatid, whenever you fail, whenever you fall sa depths ng kasalanan, don't look to yourself. Don't look for something else. Look to God. Don't look sa sincerity ng love mo. Your heart can deceive you. Trust God's faithful love. Your hope and assurance is the steadfast love, the loving kindness of the Lord. With Him is plentiful redemption. Ang redemption dito is full redemption from sin. Friends, lahat tayo sinned against the holy and infinite God. And walang kahit sino sa atin ang pwedeng bayaran ang kanyang kasalanan. Walang sino man sa atin ang pwedeng maabswelto sa harapan ng Diyos. Ang only way lang for us to escape ang depths na ito, only way for us to be forgiven, ay dapat merong someone who is infinite, who is divine, who is God, to take our place and take the infinite punishment para sa ating kasalanan. Look at verse 8. I'll read in NIV. He Himself will redeem His people, Israel, from all their sin. Sino po ang Redeemer? God Himself. Dahil ang kasalanan is against the infinite God, ang punishment requires infinite damnation. And only an infinite God can redeem us. Redeem saan? From all of our sins. Lahat ng kasalanan. Ito ang purpose why Jesus came. The Holy God Himself came to pay for your sin and my sin. When the angel appeared to Joseph sa Matthew 1:21, ang sabi ng angel, name him Jesus. Why? For He will save His people from their sin. Yan ang purpose ni Jesus. Anong ginawa ng Panginoong Jesus? Jesus lived a perfect life to satisfy ang requirements na perfect righteousness ng Panginoon na you and I can never ever live. Hindi natin kakayanin yung perfection na yun. He lived that perfect life for us. He died on the cross to satisfy ang wrath and justice ng Panginoon on our behalf. Siya ay nabuhay muli on the third day to give us certain hope and victory over sin and death. And He is now sitting on the right hand of the Father interceding for us. We know now when we cry to God, He will listen to us because of Jesus Christ. Ito ang reminder sa atin ng cross. The steadfast love of the Lord ay makikita mo sa cross. The cross, sa cross, the price is paid to give us full redemption. With God, there is forgiveness dahil sa cross ni Jesus Christ. There will be season sa life natin, sa mundo na to, na tayo ay mag-struggle sa personal sin natin at sa sin ng mundo na to. Look to the cross and say, but with God, there is forgiveness. We are all pilgrims sa mundo na to. One day we will cross the other side of eternity. Just like the watchman for the morning, wait with hope and confidence and long for the day na God will renew and restore ang creation. This is our glorious hope. Friends, kung first time mo lang narinig ang forgiveness at hope na ito, this is a gracious invitation ng Panginoon sa iyo. Maybe hindi mo nakikita na you are in the depths. But the reality is, you are restless. You are in the depths kung wala si Kristo sa buhay mo. Friends, there is forgiveness in God para sa iyo. Ang forgiveness na ito is available sa lahat ng sino mang magsisisi sa kanyang kasalanan and put their trust sa finished work ng ating Panginoong Jesucristo. Cry out to God and admit na kahit ano ang gawin mo, you can never be right with God. You are totally helpless. You need someone. You need Jesus Christ. Repent from your sin and turn to Christ. He will give you rest. He will forgive you sa lahat ng kasalanan mo. He will redeem you. And that is why it is a joyful day to remember ang birth ng ating Panginoong Hesukristo. Para tayong mga shepherds dun sa Luke chapter 2 verses 9 to 11, na nasa kadiliman ng gabi biglang dumating ang angel. Ang sabi dun, "And the glory of the Lord shone around them," at narinig nila ang napakagandang balita. "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord." Yan ang loyal love ng Diyos. He Himself save us. He Himself is our Savior. Ang psalm na ito ultimately points us to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. The steadfast love and full redemption of God is Jesus Christ. As you celebrate Christmas with family and friends, may you remember the steadfast love of our Lord in Jesus Christ. May you find hope in the Lord and share the hope that Christ brings sa mundo na to. Because the guilty sinner's hope of forgiveness and redemption is God alone. Let us pray. Father, our Creator and our God, thank you dahil you didn't leave us sa aming helpless na kalagayan. You didn't treat us as our sin deserve. We thank you for the forgiveness and salvation in Jesus Christ. Father, I pray sa mga kaibigan namin na nakikinig, na hanggang ngayon ay hindi nila nakikita na sila ay in the depths and in need of your mercy. Father, would you open their eyes to see their need of forgiveness? And may they see how glorious is the cross of Jesus Christ. May they respond in repentance and faith for their salvation. I pray for all of us here at Crossroads. May we be full of hope, looking forward to the coming day na kami ay hindi na iiyak for forgiveness. One day, sin will be no more. But until that day, would you sustain us? Would you keep us and help us to persevere and live in fear and reverence of you? Have mercy on us, O God. In Jesus' name we pray.